This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson being joined now by former Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Jordy Nelson joins us now here on the Wendy's Big Show. Jordy, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So obviously I want to get your thoughts on this Packer-Bears game for over the weekend and Aaron Rodgers' comments and all that fun stuff. But getting you on to talk about you're coming the way of Milwaukee coming up on November 15th. What are you coming to Milwaukee for?
Yeah, coming to a Sharp Literacy event in Milwaukee to help raise money for Sharp and what they do for students and helping them get the needs necessary to be successful in the classroom post school. So allow them to help kids out, not only with materials, but allowing them to understand and learn to their full potential throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Jordy, how did you get involved in that? How did that come about?
Just through people and an opportunity to come speak and kind of be, I guess, an attention grabber for people to come sell tickets. Like I said, it's a fundraiser so people can buy tickets to come to it. Apparently, they think I have something intelligent to say, so I'll have to make something up between now and then and make it worth their money.
I mean, really, all people are just want to hear Aaron Rodgers' stories. Is that pretty much what happens? Tell us something funny about Aaron, Jordy.
About Aaron?
Yeah. Oh, no, man. When you go to these events, isn't that what it is? Tell us about 12. Tell us about Aaron Rodgers, Jordy. That's what they want to hear.
No, they want better things than that.
Hey, what about Rodgers? What about Rodgers over the weekend with the Bears? The whole I own you thing. He says, oh, I blacked out. I don't even remember what I said or whatever. Tom Brady having some fun with it. I think you heard that on hold there before the break. What did you make of that whole thing?
Yeah, I think it's just good trash talk. And when I think he said it on the McAfee show, like, fans who buy tickets think they can say whatever, but if they can't handle what might get said back to them, then don't be a part of the game. So I think it's like he said, it was just in the moment. There's truth in everything that when something said, there's a little bit of truth in all of it. And obviously, he's been very successful with what he's accomplished over the last decade plus of playing in Chicago and versus Chicago, and I think what something we all took pride in over the last 10, 15 years there with the organization, like you said, was kind of turning that rivalry around and getting the Packers on top in the win-loss total. And Coach McCarthy, I think, always did a great job of explaining to everyone what this rivalry meant, not just to the players, but to the fans and the states and the communities. And it just adds a little bit more to it, but to have Green Bay, you know, I believe in the positive on the win-loss column is good.
What do you make of this offseason, though, that the Packers had with Aaron Rodgers? Maybe they worked everything out by now, but were you ever upset about some players that they did or did not bring back that you thought had some more football left in them? Obviously, you were probably one of them.
I think we all had those conversations. I think some of the guys that and I had a conversation with Coach McCarthy during one of our exit meetings was not only like you have to have your, you know, your all pros, your Pro Bowlers, your high paid guys, But to me, a lot of these teams are made up of the middle guys. You can't just have the high expensive guys and then a bunch of rookies. Your depth becomes very short then. Obviously, we know injuries in the NFL are one of the very few guarantees there are. And sometimes I felt we got very short on a roster because we went from the top guys, then all of a sudden down to a rookie. And we didn't have the guys in between that were making the $5 to $6 million a year range that are kind of the core of your special teams, can play multiple positions on offense or defense, and just are extremely valuable. And I think one of the biggest guys for me that really hurt us when they left was Micah Hyde. Obviously, we know the career he's had in Buffalo, but someone who could play every possible secondary position, a guy that was on every special team, and at the time was not going to cost that much in NFL talk of money to keep, and a guy who wanted to stay. So I think that's the conversations that we've had in locker rooms about guys who are willing to stay and be a part of it and just never getting truly the opportunity to have that was the disappointing part.
How did it end with you then, Jordan? Did you want to stay one more year?
Absolutely. I don't think anyone wants to leave, especially at that point in the time of their career. But after having conversations with Brian and how they felt going forward, it was in my best interest to go ahead and leave. So that's one reason after they had conversations with my agent, I wanted to go in and have conversations with them. That way I could hear it from the source and get a feel for how they were feeling, what they were feeling, what they were thinking, because I think everyone knows through a middleman, things will be said differently. Or, you know, if I tell you something and you go tell someone something, then I mean, it's human nature to say it in a different way. So I wanted to hear it from the source, and after having that conversation and how he felt about me going into that year and any year following, it was definitely laid out that it was time to go.
Talking with former Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson here on the Wendy's Big Show. Obviously, you had a lot of success in Green Bay, as has, you know, Donald Driver, Sterling Sharp, and so forth. And now Davante Adams, really probably considered to be the best wide receiver in the NFL. Talk about how good he really has become.
Davante is definitely taking it to another level. It's been amazing to watch him grow over the years. Extremely young guy when he came into a league, and learning the ins and outs of the NFL and how it works, you know, Monday through Saturday, and then being able to go perform on Sunday, understanding his body and what he needs to do to make sure he's his body's in the right frame and everything that he needs to be able to be successful for 16, now 17 games. And then the confidence level, I think, is always in there, but he's matching that now with his skill set, and he's unstoppable. It's mind-blowing what he's able to go out and he did last year and what he's doing so far this year.
You know, and it feels like this offense under Matt LaFleur is kind of tailor-made for him. Can you talk about the difference between the McCarthy's offense and his Matt LaFleur offense?
It's hard to tell from where I'm sitting, to be honest with you, and not being able to watch a lot of the film. I think a lot more, I think LaFleur would love to get into more play action and the way they run the ball. I think Coach McCarthy was getting into more punches and stacks and getting guys some free releases and stuff like that. So I think a lot of it's similar, especially what Aaron has carried over from his first, whatever, 10 years or whatever under Mike, carried over into LaFleur's offense just to have some continuity between that of what Aaron liked. And, but it's just being confident, comfortable in whatever you're doing. I don't think there's an offense that Davante can't go and run and be successful in. And obviously when you have a receiver like that and a quarterback like Aaron, I mean, you can go run a high school offense and be successful.
Talking with Jordy Nelson. One last one for you, Jordy. The Bucs get their championship rings last night. They raised the banner, the whole deal. Talk about what that was like for you as an athlete, winning that Super Bowl and getting that championship ring.
It was awesome winning the Super Bowl and being a part of that and making all those memories and still having those today. The disappointing part was it was during the lockout. So post Super Bowl, we couldn't be around anyone. We weren't in the facility in the off season. They had to make kind of a special break for us that we could come back and do the ring ceremony. And I think it was in June or July. So at least we got to do that. But, yeah, to see them be able to get those, that ring, which was incredible and very creative. I watched some of it and read an article and all the different nuances to it. Making it into a pendant is brilliant because there's not very many people that want to wear those big gaudy things. But to be able to switch it up and do that is pretty cool and unique. So it's a great experience. I'm sure they're glad to have that and kind of have that night, you know, kind of over with and ready for the season. And a lot of people think once you get one, you'll be satisfied, but that's not true. Once you get one, you know how fun it is and how cool it is. And you want another one probably more than you want the first one, because sometimes you feel like the second one kind of justifies the first one. And, you know, even with us and just getting one, you'll hear a lot of people say, you know, they've never been back, or was it a fluke, or they just get hot at the right time. And so you want that second one just as bad.
Check out Jordy Nelson. He'll be heading to the Pfister Hotel coming up on Monday, November 15th from 5 to 8 p.m., a novel event with Packers great Jordy Nelson, Super Bowl champion. Tickets for the event may be purchased online at sharpliteracy.org, sharpliteracy.org, or call 414-410-3204. And they're going to have a bunch of cool stuff, prizes, live auction. Some of the things up to include a day on Jordy Nelson's farm in Kansas, including travel. A Milwaukee Brewers opening day 22 experience for 20 guests. Milwaukee Bucks package and a private chef's table experience for 10 at Mason Street Grill. So want to be a part of that auction, too.
What do I do at the farm, Steve? What do I do in Kansas?
Jordy, what does Gary get to do if he wins this?
Yeah, the Kansas thing.
It depends on the time of year you come down. Right now, I'm actually sitting in a combine talking to you.
Dang.
So we're combining soybeans right now. I'm hoping I can still be heard fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
I had to say something, but, yeah, I'm cutting soybeans. My brother's out catching cattle. We'll be picking corn here in a couple days. So it all depends on the time of year you come. There's always something going on.
We got any horses out there, Jordy? I want to ride some horses.
We got some horses. My brother's got a bunch of horses. He's gotten into some rodeo and stuff, and he's actually him and – three other guys qualified to go to the Nationals Ranch Rodeo. So we definitely got horses, and if you want to try to rope something, we got that as well.
Where is the National Ranch Rodeo held?
Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Makes sense, yeah. Jordy Nelson, thanks so much for coming on, man, and
thank you,
look
buddy.
Forward to talking to you down the line.
No problem. Thanks, everyone.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jordy Nelson. Again, a novel event with the Packers great Jordy Nelson, 5 to 8 at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. Tickets for the event can be purchased now online at sharpliteracy.org, sharpliteracy.org, or call 414-410-3204.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.